And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're pressed with a bucket full of lies, telling everybody every word is true. One day soon they're gonna say to you, oh listen now, I got your number. You can fool some people some part of the time. I got your number. I ain't ever gonna tell that particular party line. There'll be some people gonna back you up. I don't come here for that you ask no favors from me. I don't believe in charity. Telling everybody you're wonderful. What are you gonna do when there's no one left to tell it to? So listen now, I got your number. You can fool some people some part of the time. I got your number. I ain't ever gonna tell that particular party line.
Hey, and welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Fred with you, and that was Cox Bar that you just listened to with their song I Got Your Number off of the amazing album Shock Troops. I've been listening to a lot of Cox Bar recently, and I've been singing I've Got Your Number and England Belongs to Us and Where Are They Now and all those really good tunes for about the last week or so. I can't get this album out of my head. It's awesome.
Have you been singing them or just listening to them?
No, I've been singing them.
In the shower or otherwise?
All over the place, you know, tying my shoe in the shower, playing Duck Hunt.
Fred ties his shoes in the shower.
Shut up, man. I do not. Cut it out. You're such a jerk, Dan. Well, anyway, we got a great show for you here today. We got Dan with us, and we have Zoe, and we have Danielle, who are all going to play sets. You can't hear them, but they're yelling hi from the other room. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a set here of all brand new records just coming out, hot off the press. The first one being one that's particularly close to my heart. It's by a band, Bay Area band called Surrender, and this is called Song for SD, whatever that means.
You never will. And when you're Yeah. That was Brown Trout out of Japan with their song Triple Distilled Boredom. I tell you, I find greater pleasure in reading English lyrics written by people from a different country. I derive more pleasure from that than almost anything. Check this out. So I got drunk dead, drunk, and picked up a rusty string. With a croaked as flawed record, you crossed your arms, shut your eyes, dropped your head. Well, I guess that's a bad one to read from there. But it's all just these weird ways of speaking. And you can kind of understand what they're trying to say. But it's like a... like put through some kind of like weird interpreter thing. I don't know. I'm rambling. Anyway, before that we had The Marked Men with Fortune. Before that, Unwelcome Guests with Put Down Your Gun. Before that, Finally Punk with Coffee, Tea, and Misery. And we started off the show of the set with Surrender, Song for SD. And that does it for me. I'm going to turn it over to Dan here, who's got a set for us.
All right. I'm going to kick this off with a song from a 60s group called The Pleasure Seekers. This song is called What a Way to Die.
Well, I made I live past 21. Yogi Bear. Dress real rad and spike my hair. Mom says I'm a bum, but I don't care. Just wanna live like Yogi Bear. Go to a gig, crash in a cave. Steal a fifth if I feel brave. Save this life, we'll make a beast of you. What the fuck, this world's a zoo. I just want to live like Yogi.
When it was warm, all the kids sniffed chloroform. Sure looks like they're having a good time. When I get up, I'm gonna sniff my chloroform. Yeah. Come on, I ain't no good. As it sounds like sniffing wood. I've been dreaming since I was born that I could sniff some chloroform. Chloroform. Yeah.
You are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Dan. That set was Terminal Teenage Times for 20 and 30 somethings, because all those songs I'm sure were written by teenagers, yet most of their fan base is in their 20s and 30s. Kick that off with Bleach Boys doing Chloroform off of their 7-inch from 1978. That was the UK Bleach Boys. There's also an awesome instrumental surf band called the Bleach Boys from Texas who dress up in NASA costumes. Before that, Stuck Us Over Bedrock doing Life Like Yogi. This is on the... What the hell was that?
Fire alarm. What? Oh, wait, no. We got a caller calling in.
Really?
Somebody's cell phone.
Oh, not a caller to the show.
Jordan. I live in Sheboygan.
Hi, Jordan. What's your punk problem?
But a bumping.
I don't think that I can express.
Well, tell you what. Pick up the America's Unknown comp that this Stuck Us Over Bedrock song is on. There's also a collection LP of some of their other stuff. Before that, The Sound Barrier doing My Baby's Gone. That is off of Pebbles Volume 8. Before that, Ash Tradition doing Party Animal off of... Ash Tradition.
Oh, I thought you said Ash Tradition. I was like, damn, that's a fucking kick-ass band name.
I may have said Ash Tradition. ass tradition because I am like that, but and slur my speech and also have horrible vision, but that was Ash Tradition doing Party Animal off the America's Unknown comp, and kick that off with the Pleasure Seekers doing What a Way to Die from their 1965 7-inch. Young Susie Quattro sang for that band. That song goes out to the girlfriends of boring straight edge boys everywhere, and I think Zoe's next.
Really interesting segue. I went through the D's today, as my want randomly peruse the 7-inches and mixed the Dwarves and Dropkick Murphys. I found a few things that I found interesting and oddly instrumental. We're gonna start things off with Delta 5, which is obviously a favorite of mine as it keeps emerging in each set I play, and it's Anticipation.
The latest chapter in the story of sound. This is Echophonic.
Thank you. dresser. Imposing my success, hide with the roar. Shading with two razors can help avoid a mess. TV set. Watch yourself on video. See me on the Big Beat Show. Yeah, Big Dog. You know a steam and a bowl of washers. On a nice hot day like this would be a nice surprise. So being said, little bow tie up and I'm through for the day. War is fun. Going down the turnpike at a lab of the jets. Benny boy, falling on a licorice, dancing on a cyclotron. Your mouth is a vast wasteland. You're a little baby born. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Standing on the corner with a flashlight in her hand. I hate girls climbing to the canisters, warming in the morning. Pasty faces, evil nitrate on the ground. Barbie doll, Kelvinator, 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 Kelvinator. Your mouth is a vast wasteland. Baby bird gets on your dress.
All right, and that was Demon's Claw, Always Be My Friend. They are apparently from Georgia. It's a new release, like 2008. Before that was The Drags, instrumental melody, $7 Baloney, mainly chosen because it is called $7 Baloney. Before that was Electric Eel Cyclotron, which was...
Die Electric Eels, fitting into the demons.
I was going to explain that, which is filed.
I jumped the gun. I'm sorry.
Under ruining everything. It's listed under Dielectric Eels, but is Electric Eels. Anyways, before that was the epic Deke Dickerson with This Is Echophonic. The cover has this guy with a crew cut on it, and he has like this dual guitar. And... it started off, of course, with Delta 5 Anticipation. Now we're going to move on to Danielle with a little bit of arm twisting.
Ooh, Danielle.
Ooh, speaking into microphones makes me a little bit nervous, but in keeping with D fashion, I'm going to play a song by The Descendants, because who doesn't like The Descendants?
Losers, that's who doesn't like The Descendants.
Yeah.
just sing along to that song into the microphone?
Shh, they're not supposed to know.
That is really embarrassing, Fred Shrunk. Embarrassing. Everyone point and laugh. So that was 50 Million with Sleepover. It's an amazing song. It's in the jukebox at the Uptown, my favorite place to hang out. Before that, we had Los Rabbis with Stop Circle Pitting Around My Prosthetic Leg, which you can now pick up at Thrill House Records through some shady bootleggy business. Done
it's
by
not a bootleg, and it's not shady either.
Clearly lies. Clearly lies.
It fell off the back of a truck, I swear to God.
Missing pieces that were then bootlegally made. Before that, we had Genie in the Tits, which is something I'd never heard of, but it had kind of a cool cover and a funny band name, so I played it, and the song was Brain Rot. I'm really into it. It did rule. It had orange writing on the cover. I'm attracted to the color orange, apparently. Before that, we had Traditional Fools, some local rockers from San Francisco, with Rock and Roll Baby, an amazing song. And then before that, as I already explained, we had The Descendants with the song In Love This Way. Great song. I think Descendants are going to be my band of 09, because I clearly missed the bandwagon like a really long time ago. So I'm catching up now. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess that about does it. Thank you for listening. I got a couple of quick public service announcements here for you. Just to let you know, we now have a clean and censored version. Well, actually, maybe not clean. a censored version of the show that we do with all the swear words bleeped out, so that radio stations can play it. And if your radio station, get in touch. You can email us at radio.maximumrockandroll.com.
Or even radio@maximumrockandroll.com.
Oh, yeah. There's two ways, both the web address and the email address. Just to let you know, we have a special radio call-in advice show that we're putting together with the help of Arwen and Aaron Yankee. And you should email them your punk problems at punkproblems@gmail.com, or you can call them at 206-600-1030. And they will try to answer them on the air to the best that they can. And let's see, lastly, if by chance you or somebody you know has a lot of money, MRR is in need of help always, you know, as everybody is with this struggling economy or whatever. And we could really, and if you have a truck, I'm being instructed to let you know, if you have a truck you want to ditch, maybe your band broke up and your van or truck is nothing but bad memories, bring it over to MRR. We will need it and use it all the time to bring barrels and barrels of magazines to the post office and so forth. But please get in touch if you have any money that you might be able to donate or know somebody who could donate it. You can get tax-deductible donations through MRR now, which is really cool. So get in touch, check out our website or whatever if you want. It's just about the end of the show here. We got another 30 seconds or so, so I'm going to quickly play some kick-ass Germs songs for you. Enjoy.
Got television, got supervision, no sense for you. Media blitz, media blitz, media hits we want. Don't steal your eyes off the TV screen. Can you lie to what we've seen? Take an injection from a mad machine. Don't pick between the lines or vision rate. Don't see the signs. You play the part of the mastermind. We see signs, we arrive, we play by.
which patient gets the most of it.